This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay with us for practical, biblical insights for your day-to-day walk with Christ. Today, from Genesis chapters 15 through 17, a look at the job no one else can do but you. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Let me ask you a question. How important do you think you are to God's eternal plan for reaching the world? Do you consider yourself an essential link in that plan? A lot of Christians I know would say, no, I don't think I'm very important at all. But that feeling usually comes when people forget a key element in the plan, the fact that God uses people. We know that God could write John 3:16 in the stars of heaven in every language known to man. Above France, it would be in French. Above Jordan, in Arabic. God could do that. If he can put a dipper up there, he could put John 3:16 up there. But God didn't choose to do that. God's plan is to involve people. We see it with Abraham. In today's passage, Genesis 15 through 17, we have an incredible event. The Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, is speaking to one of his creatures, Abraham, and giving him a promise that will have a tremendous impact on the world to come. One part of the promise had to do with the promised land that Abraham's descendants would one day possess. But the other part had far-reaching implications. In Abraham would all the families of the earth be blessed. God was about to use this one life to start a small little fire that in the course of human history would warm the hearts of people in all the nations of the earth. And friend, you are a vital part of this 4,000-year-old promise. How? The Apostle Paul gives the answer. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Christian, you are a vital link in God's purpose. There are people whom you can reach more effectively with the gospel than anyone else. If God wants to reach your neighbor, how's he going to do that? He probably wants to use you. You're the one who took a casserole over when his wife was sick. You've babysat his kids. You've fried hamburgers together in the backyard. You've built a relationship that can become a natural bridge for sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And you may be the only Christian with that kind of relationship. Do you see yourself as a vital link in that ancient chain that God began with Abraham and continues with the Great Commission of Jesus Christ? Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes encouraging you to follow Christ, share your faith, and be one person who really makes a difference.
We invite you to study through the Bible with us this year on Daily Discipleship. To receive your free subscription to the Navigator's Daily Walk Devotional Guide magazine, just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. Each issue contains a daily Bible reading guide plus timely insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, what about all the people in foreign lands who have never heard the gospel? We'll discuss this controversial issue on Daily Discipleship.